The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays, we always check in with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. I'm doing well.
Let's quickly, we got a lot to cover here, but quickly, there's some new polling numbers out that, to me, really spell out disaster for the Democrats if this continues. Independent and suburban voters seemed to be souring on President Joe Biden and other Democrats. 56% of suburban voters say that they believe former President Donald Trump was a better president than Biden. 55% of independents saying the same thing. This is a Harvard Caps Harris poll survey that was released just yesterday. Now, Congressman, when the independents start turning on you like that, I don't know that you can win elections, can you?
You definitely can't. And you know, I think most people agreed that President Trump was better on policies, but they had issues with the manner in which he spoke to people. And apparently, Biden can't even keep that in line now. He's cussing at reporters. It's ridiculous.
I mean, what is it with the president? And here he is.
What a stupid son of a
I mean, calling Peter Ducey a stupid SOB. I mean, is the man losing it?
Very, very much so. He is very much losing it, if he ever had it. You know, we have an absentee president. We have an incompetent president. And it's a sad day for this country, but we've got to find a way forward. I hate that we have 3 years of this. First things first, we got to get the House back in November, and I feel like we're in a better position than ever.
Yep. Let's talk for a minute, Congressman. There's still some talk that Build Back Better is not dead. Now, we kind of thought we had put that to the side back in December, but it looks like there could be a different version coming forward. Some members of the Democrat Party saying, okay, let's just sort of slice it and dice it. Let's break it up and vote on smaller versions. Where are we on that, and do you see it coming back?
Build Back Better, the best definition I heard of it was 100 bad bills that would never pass on their own, smushed into one package, and all of a sudden they think they're going to have the vote. They didn't have the votes for that. They're not going to have the votes for any version of it. We're experiencing the highest inflation in the history of my lifetime. It is incredible that they're still talking about spending. They say it's $2 trillion. It's really more like six. So, I mean, that's not the policy solution to address inflation. It's not the right plan for this country, and it's not going to pass.
But now, Congressman, we can't be asking about inflation. That's why I got Peter Ducey in trouble yesterday.
Well, everybody's calling my office is wondering why when they go to the grocery store, it costs twice as much as it used to, when it costs twice as much to fill up the gas pump, and we got 2 million illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in the first year of this president's tenure in office.
Yep.
I think everything's on the table. Oh, hey, we haven't even gone to the fact that we're about to have war in Ukraine. I mean, you know, this is incompetence at its best.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of the southern border, I mean, how crazy is it that we are going to stop truckers who are not vaccinated from bringing goods and supplies that we need into the country, but yet we just leave the doors wide open for the undocumented?
Joey, they won't even let me eat dinner in Washington, D.C. without a vaccine card. But you got 2 million people crossing the southern border. Not a single one of them has been vaccinated. And not only for COVID. They haven't been vaccinated for anything else. They don't do vaccines from birth until 10 like we do in this country. So they don't have any vaccines, not just COVID vaccines. So,
yep.
Again, there's no basis in there's no evidence-based policymaking going on here. There's no connection between what a rational human would think is the best path forward and what they're proposing and pursuing.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about election reform. You know, that again appears dead, but there's still talk among the Democrats who are saying, well, you know, we got to do something. We got to make sure that Americans feel comfortable and feel confident in their vote. I mean, Congressman, honestly, have you seen anything other than from Democrats where Americans don't feel confident in their vote?
The Democrats removed Americans' confidence in the electoral outcome through lawsuits and through activism from bureaucrats. And now they're trying to say the Republicans did it. It's just a lie. It's just a lie. And the voting rights bill that they've been pushing in Congress are designed to solidify power, to give them decades of control. Again, I can't tell you how often I talk about the fact that the same people that want to make it illegal for South Carolina to require an ID to vote want to make it illegal for me to eat dinner in Washington without showing them my ID and my vaccine card. It is, again, completely diluted. Doesn't make any sense. And this is all at the same time, Democrats, exclusively Democrats, well, with the exception of one or two, overwhelmingly Democrats, 90% of the lawsuits right now over redistricting are being run by Democrats. There is a not small chance that in South Carolina, the election, the primary, will be pushed back to August because, wait for it, Democrats are challenging the legitimacy of the state legislature's decisions as it relates to the new congressional districts. That's not Republicans. That's Democrats. And that's the same all over the country because that's what they do. They use the courts to try to get a different outcome, get a better outcome, and they use the timing of their lawsuits to game the system and get in an attempt to get an unfair advantage, and it's just wrong.
Yeah. So we look. We know we spent an awful lot of time over the past months talking about Build Back Better, talking about election reform. Talk with us a minute, Congressman, about some of the things that you would like to see happen as you guys have gone back to work in 2022 in this session.
Honestly, for the rest of this year, I think we're going to do absolutely nothing. And I think that's probably best for the country. Next Congress, when we have divided government, when we have a Democrat in the White House and we have Republican control over the House and Senate, I think one of the things we got to do is fix our southern border. We got to get immigration reform done. We can't have 2 million people that do not have a legal right to be in this country coming across every year. So we're somewhere between 12 and 20 million people, depending on whose numbers you use. We've got to do something about that. It is unsustainable long term.
Yep. Yep. And it's just it's frustrating. It's maddening every day. Again, when I read last week the plan that they were going to start checking vaccination cards for truckers coming across the border, I'm thinking we've just totally lost it here. If we're going to allow, I don't even know how you say that with a straight face, that we're going to allow an open door policy for illegals to come into this country, unvaccinated. We know nothing about them, but we're going to stop truckers, these men and women who are bringing things in that we need, on the shelves of our stores. It's like the whole world has gone mad. And look, November cannot get here soon enough.
I'm hoping for a red wave, fully expect it. We're going to have a Republican speaker. Kevin McCarthy is going to be our next speaker, and I'm counting down the days.
Yep. Well, and we just got to keep working, keep our heads down, and stay focused on that outcome, Congressman. Always good to speak with you. Have a great week. Be safe, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
Be well. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah. Congressman William Timmons.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.